Welcome on back, folks, to ESPN West Palm today. As always, I'm your host, Mike Rizzo. And today I got a really special guest, Dr. Chris Colasanti. He is a sports medicine surgeon at HSS Florida in West Palm Beach. It is the location of New York's top-rated hospital for special surgery. He treats a wide range of conditions and injuries affecting the shoulder, elbow, and knee. But also, Dr. Colasanti brings a really unique perspective because, first off, he was a four-year letterman at Penn State, one of the top football programs, college football programs in the country. And he also played in the NFL with the Indianapolis Colts before leaving the NFL to pursue his lifelong dream of becoming an orthopedic surgeon. But first off, Doc, welcome on in. How are you today?
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
So, Doc, I got to ask, how do you become an NFL player and then on the flip side, go be a doctor? It's a very unique perspective you got.
Yeah, I mean, so obviously I love football, but, you know, I had my first shoulder surgery when I was 12, and I had my left shoulder, chronic shoulder dislocations, and then I remember coming out of the OR and saying to myself, I'm going to do this. So, you know, ultimately my goal was obviously to play football and be successful in football, but also, you know, wanted to be an orthopedic surgeon.
As far as going to the NFL and playing Division I college sports, how was that journey for you? You know, you just explained us your first injury, but how was the journey overall of going to, you know, the Penn State, one of the top college football programs in the country, and then going to the NFL? If you could explain that for our fans, I think they'd be really interested in that.
So, definitely when you leave high school, whereas, you know, you have been successful on the football field and, you know, and academically, but it just takes it up to a next level when you go to college. And then you realize how much, you know, it's a business in addition to you being an athlete. So it comes down to, you know, the coaches need to be successful. They need to, you know, coach a winning team. But that on top of the fact is that you're not only trying to practice and, you know, perfect your skills, you know, but you also have to be successful in the, you know, in the classroom in college. And that was, you know, I was very fortunate. I was with Coach Paterno, and that's what he harped on. You know, he's you're a scholar first, and then you're an athlete, which, you know, that was important to me, and that's ultimately too why, you know, in addition to linebacker U, but why I chose Penn State. Yeah, and then, you know, that journey, definitely it's, you know, you're juggling schoolwork on top of, you know, that's why I had my pre-med prereqs and, you know, having a busy class schedule, but also having a very busy athletic, you know, schedule with, you know, we had practice, we had film meetings at 2, be on the field by 4, practice from about 4:15 to probably 7, and then we'd go to training table, come back from training table. I'd watch about, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours of film, and then I'd go and do all my schoolwork. And then, you know, wake up and do it the next day again. But so then obviously it kind of calmed down when it went to the NFL. You know, you're playing against obviously the best athletes, but, you know, you're only focusing on football. But I think that definitely helped, you know, then going to med school, whereas, you know, other people may have thought that, you know, the time management skills were difficult. I just felt like it was no different than what I've already been doing my whole life.
Dr. Chris Colasanti, a sports medicine surgeon at HSS Florida at the West Palm Beach location, is our guest here on ESPN West Palm today. Obviously, Dr. Colasanti, 70 years of football experience with youth, collegiate, professional, and he mentioned his grades. Folks, he wasn't kidding about that. He's recognized as an ESPN Academic All-American at his time at Penn State. Now, Chris, you're really focused on your son's youth football team and career now. Talk a little bit about how your son is playing football and how you're kind of reacting to that.
So I keep telling him, he's better than I was, you know, and ultimately I didn't think that I was going to enjoy coaching as much as I do, but I mean, I love it to have the ability to, you know, to coach him, but also the, you know, the athletes around him. Because I think that, what I had to learn and I didn't learn from like the mental aspect and, you know, various, you know, formations and just having a knowledge of football wasn't until, you know, I was like later in my high school career or going off to college. And to be able to teach them that aspect, I think it's going to, it definitely sets them apart. Because, you know, my, one of my mentors that, you know, he played NFL for a long time. He said, and you get to the next level, you know, all these guys, you know, there's a very fine line between their physical ability and your physical ability. But what sets you apart is your mental knowledge of the game and anticipating and your instincts. So to have that ability to teach him what I, you know, as a linebacker, using his hands, getting off blocks, when to know it's going to be a play action, when the quarterback going to, you know, have a QB sneak, things like that, is going to be dive, you know, and to be able to know that, and then also to be able to play off the, you know, various blocks and get around it and make plays. I don't know. It's important. And to have that ability has really been a pleasure. He's been doing phenomenally. He plays for Palm Beach Garden Gators. I think they lost on Saturday, but he had 11 tackles and, you know, he's been leading the team.
Just like the old man, Dr. Chris Colasanti, a sports medicine surgeon at HSS Florida at the West Palm Beach location, is our guest, former Penn State Nittany Lion, former NFL guy. Now, Chris, you talk about your son and, you know, we have a lot of parents, obviously, that listen to the program as well. What would be your advice as far as, you know, preventing injuries? I'm sure you've seen a plethora of injuries as your time, number one, as a doctor and at HSS Florida. What would you tell parents out there the best way to kind of prevent injuries from happening on the sports field at whatever sport they play?
So I think that, you know, injury prevention starts even before the season. I think that, you know, you optimize that athlete for whatever sport they're playing. You get them in the best shape that you can. And, you know, as it gets closer to the, you know, the season, then you optimize their training, their regimen for that specific sport. You know, for football at least, you know, obviously we're a kind of, you know, my regimen was lifting and running and working on speed. But as I got close to the season and it's starting, you know, then you start bringing in, you know, getting acclimated to the heat, getting, you know, practicing more out in the elements of, obviously, up in, you know, Pennsylvania when, you know, the weather is unpredictable. It's a little bit same here, but it's much hotter and unpredictable from like a raining thunderstorm standpoint here. But yeah, I think that really, if you make the effort preseason, it pays off, you know, during the season.
And obviously, Dr. Colasanti treats injuries affecting the shoulder, elbow, knee, all that stuff. Now, Doc, something I wanted to ask you, because I was pretty good at football myself, but I sadly had to stop playing because of concussions. You know, I'm assuming you coached your son for a little bit too at the youth level. Are concussions something that you've seen during your time as a doctor and even as a coach?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, yeah, concussions are pretty common, especially in young athletes. I think as you get a little bit older, while you're going to, you know, you experiencing, you know, more force, I guess, when you're hitting someone. But we, you know, as you get older, you kind of, you know, you strengthen your neck muscles and they can kind of withstand and offset some of the force that you're experiencing, you know, when you're hitting someone, you know, and they're hitting you, you know, in your head. But, you know, I read a recent report that like 5 out of 100 youth players end up having a concussion. But that's something to be super mindful of. If, you know, to be mindful of, is your child acting abnormal? Are they complaining of headaches? Are they, you know, have they have light sensitivity? Are they having difficulty in school? Those are things really that, you know, if you do notice that, you either tell the coach or the coach tell, you know, is going to pull them out and, you know, really take them out of practice and games until they get back to their baseline.
Dr. Colasanti from HSS Florida is our guest, a sports media surgeon in the West Palm Beach location, former Penn State Nittany Lion, an NFL guy. Now, Doc, what are some of the injuries, like the more common injuries you see come across your way when it comes to athletes and sports?
I would say the most common is really probably just more bumps and bruises at first. But then, you know, you definitely have, more commonly too, the sprains and strains of the knee and ankle. You'll have a lesser degree. You have some fractures of more ankles and wrists. And then with me, like I had, you had shoulder injuries, typically dislocations. And then again, what we talked about before, concussions.
And then lastly, Doc, how important is it to treat these injuries, make sure you heal, especially within young athletes?
So I'm probably the worst person to ask that, just because, you know, I remember back in my time playing, I was, you know, it was definitely a mindset that, you know, you got to tough it out, or, you know, if I come off the field, I'm not going to play. And, you know, I think that if I think back on it, a lot of the things like, I had a proximal avulsion of, you know, I tore off my hamstring, and now I have a big, you know, only a half of my hamstrings left that I probably could have managed if I took time off, or, you know, if probably with my shoulder, it probably wouldn't have been as bad if I took the time to do more physical therapy or kind of to step back. But you're not really thinking about it, you know, in that moment. I guess that's the nice thing of having the experience that I do. And, you know, with these young athletes, being telling them that no one's going to think anything different or anything less. You know, if you truly are injured and, you know, you can't get back, we're going to keep you out and we're going to get you back to 100% so you can be more effective on the field. Because really, you know, when you're playing through injury, you're not at 100%.
You can find more information about Dr. Colasanti and HSS Florida at hss.edu/Florida. Once again, folks, that is hss.edu/Florida. We really appreciate the time Dr. Chris Colasanti is giving us today on ESPN West Palm Today. Now, Doc, before we let you go, you mentioned to me before the interview, you were a Michigan man originally growing up, and you're kind of a Detroit Lion guy. Have you been able to watch a couple of Lions games this year so far in the NFL season?
I have. Yeah, it's been it's a nice thing that I get to do with, you know, my son. We watch it for as fans, but we also watch just, it's more of a teaching too for him, being able to watch the linebackers, you know, watch the various offensive formations. And so, like I said before, working on the mental aspect of his game. But, you know, for so long, especially growing up, the Lions hadn't been that good. And, you know, I just want to see them be successful.
Yeah, and they certainly are. I mean, the first game didn't go too well against Green Bay, but the winning streak that they're on right now is pretty impressive, especially with all their coordinators leaving in the offseason. But, Doc, appreciate you so much for the time today on ESPN West Palm Today, and look forward to talking to you in the future. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
We're coming right back on ESPN West Palm Today.